This is my favorite buzz, Baby University. You could argue that this is a ridiculous study or not, but I am a firm believer in science, and that's what this is.
99 to Buzz,
Spiziano and Sandy.
This is a quote. Science confirms nagging mothers raise more successful daughters.
Can you define nagging? Because it sounds like it's an irritant.
What? I want you to define nagging. Because as a man, how do you perceive nagging?
Asking you to do something and keep asking you until you do it.
Okay, that's pretty much what nagging is. So
that's annoying.
Well, just do it then.
Oh, do it on your terms. Do it now. Do it the way I want you to do it. Do it.
Okay, so
that's nagging. You can basically you're telling your kids you're doing it my way and you're doing it now. That's what nagging would be.
Often, well, kids live with parents, right? They have to live with a parent because they don't always know the right answer. Uh-huh. So oftentimes, whatever mom's nagging about probably is pretty accurate.
Uh-huh.
Right? Is something that will help them in the future. Otherwise, kids would just live on their own at the age of whatever.
So how did science come to figure out?
They did this massive study with thousands and thousands. I forgot that it was like well over 20,000 kids. And daughters specifically were more successful if they had a nagging mother who raised them. So when they defined success, they said, you know, a college degree. They said a successful job. They even threw in their, you know, lower pregnancy rates and risky behavior. They factored all that stuff in there. And they said, if you're a nagging mom, you will raise more successful daughters.
So your daughter can confidently say about her mother that my mom was a nag.
Yeah. And now that's like the golden star.
Really?
Like, that is right.
Hag, nag. There's all kinds of negative words that come out of a positive childhood. Wow. I don't understand.
I thought it was fascinating that it didn't even apply to boys. Like the sons were nowhere in this study. Fathers were nowhere in this study.
Doesn't bother us. I mean, it bothers us. We just don't do it. The more you nag, the less we'll do.
What is it? Why Buzz. Is that?
Buzz.
That it's specifically focused on, you have to nag your kids. I don't care if they were a daughter or a son. You just have to. Because they won't do it then.
Right, they won't do it. So you gotta, but nagging can turn into patterns of negativity. You know, listen, I can't fight science, but this is the way I feel. If the perception is that you're always mad at me, then I'm not going to like you.
Oh, they did point that out in the study. Thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, okay.
They said,
I didn't even read
who
it.
Gives a damn if your kid likes you or not? They're not supposed to like you because you're the parent.
If I don't like you, then I'm going to be a rebel. I'm going to be rebellious. I'm going to pop the opposite direction.
Who's thinking about this study like Scotty is? Who's against this? 222-2899. I am not your friend. Yeah, you are going to hate me. When I'm in the middle of nagging my daughters, I will say that to them.
Wow.
I'm like, I drive you nuts. You hate me right now. I don't care. Just do it. And that's why you live here, because you're not legally allowed to think on your own.
Wow. Who wants Sandy to be their mommy? Wow.
I say
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.